Hello, I'm Robin Quine and I'm joined by
Jane Pratt.
Coming up, we have more items of news, an article which features a lovingly restored Broads cruiser and a very brief history of the Royal Hotel. First, however, as usual, we have Information Desk to tell you about what's going on, some events which are available for you all, and a chance to keep in contact.
Thank you, Mrs. Jean G, for your note of thanks. We are pleased to hear that you enjoy listening to the Chatterbox recordings, especially the news items. Thank you also to Mrs. Rita Knights for your appreciative note. We are pleased to know that you particularly enjoy listening to the monthly magazines and the Chatteround recordings.
Ever fancied playing bowls? Well, now is your chance. The Norwich Visually Handicapped Bowls Club is always looking for new members. They meet every Wednesday morning from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at County Arts, Plumstead Road, Norwich. Even if you can't play bowls, please go along, as you can be taught if you so wish, and it's a marvellous way to meet people and enjoy yourself. So join in the fun and relax afterwards with a cup of tea and biscuits. For more information, contact Brian Deakins on 01603 748 610.
Norwich City Council have received an application for a licence to place tables and chairs on the highway from the proprietors of Bullard Anchor Distillery outside their premises at 24 Cattle Market Street, Norwich, for a total of 6 tables and 12 chairs, Monday to Sunday from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. to provide outside seating for customers. There will be no live music and the area will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concerns relating to this application, please address them to Tony Shearman, Licensing Manager, by the 10th of October. Telephone 01603 212 761 or email licensing@norwich.gov.uk.
Have you something to say? Have you ever felt the urge to write? If so, come and join others with the same interests and work together to reveal your inner voice. The NNAB runs a group that will give you the opportunity to express yourself through the written word, whatever your vision problems. The Creative Writing Club meets between 2 and 4 p.m. on the third Tuesday of the month at the NNAB Bradbury Centre. The cost is £3 per session and the next meeting is on May the 14th. To find out more, please call Mark or Elaine on 01603 973 216 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
One of our listeners, Mrs. Laura Clifton, has asked us to mention the following. A choir meets at Valley Primary Academy School, Norwich, NR5 8XZ, every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. All are welcome. No singing experience is necessary. There are some visually impaired members, so you would not be alone. The main idea is to enjoy yourself and, as Laura said, to let your hair down. The choir sometimes goes out to sing to various people, for instance to care homes or for the Christmas fair at the school. There is a charge of £1.50 per session. Refreshments are provided. Parking is available and entry to the school is either from Gentry Place or Noland Grove. If you're interested, please phone Mrs. Laura Clifton on 07554 671 871. That is 07554 671 871. That's all from Information Desk this week.
Now on with the news. One or two business stories first, with multinational insurer Aviva getting in on the football factor as it offers a competition to give away tickets for some pre-season friendly Norwich City matches. It seems we cannot get away from Carrow Road as builder R.G. Carter tops out new homes next to the football ground. Then well-known food producer Kettle Foods contemplates a sale of its business, whilst the Theatre Royal opens its refurbished restaurant and another route is laid on at Norwich Airport.
A local business has announced a new scheme, launched with Premier League-bound Norwich City, to tackle loneliness in the county. Aviva is giving away 500 pairs of tickets to the Canaries pre-season friendlies at Carrow Road this summer, with the club set to confirm the opposition and dates of the games in the coming weeks. The Friendliest Friendlies competition will give fans the opportunity to nominate someone who may be alone or wouldn't normally have the chance to go to a game to attend. This could be an older person who lives alone, a new parent, or someone who has recently moved to the area. Winners will receive a pair of tickets to a match. It will be the last chance for fans to see Daniel Farke's squad in action before the 2019-20 Premier League campaign kicks off on August the 10th. According to national statistics, more than 40,000 people in Norfolk are lonely. Loneliness and social isolation affects people of all ages, including children, and can have a significant impact on health and well-being. The Friendliest Friendlies, set to launch on Monday at Norwich City's promotion bus parade through the city, will be the start of an initiative which aims to bring people together to tackle loneliness.
The construction of 60 new flats in the centre of Norwich has been marked by a traditional topping out ceremony with a locally brewed beer poured over the roof tiles. The 1 and 2 bedroom apartments have been built next to Norwich City Football Club's Carrow Road Stadium. The homes have been partly funded by Norwich City Council, using the proceeds of right-to-buy sales, and are part of the Canary Quay development of 323 new homes being built by Broadland Housing Group. Broadland Housing Chief Executive Michael Newey and Executive Development Director Andrew Savage were joined by, among others, James Carter, Director of Constructors R.G. Carter, to perform the topping out ceremony. The internal fitting of the homes will take place before the first families move into the new homes in September.
Norfolk-based posh crisp maker Kettle, which employs nearly 500 people in the county, could be sold after its US food giant owner, Campbell, hired advisors to assess the future of the snack brand. It is understood Barclays has been hired by Campbell to explore a sale of the crisp business, as it looks to generate cash following recent profit warnings. Kettle, which has 2 Norfolk sites, its main factory in Beauthorpe, Norwich, and a storage facility in Snetterton, was bought by soup maker Campbell as part of its 2017 acquisition of American food group Snyder's Lance. Snyder's Lance bought Kettle, which also includes the Metcalf Skinny Popcorn brand, as part of Diamond Foods for $1.2 billion in March 2016. A city source told the Press Association that the UK arm of Kettle could be worth between £50 and £100 million. It is understood Campbell is aiming to sell the global Kettle Foods business as a whole. The sale plans come after the UK arm divided into the red following very intense competition in the UK market and increased brand investment.
The curtain has gone up on the new Prelude restaurant at Norwich Theatre Royal following a fire earlier this year. Prelude has opened in the former home of Kemp's Restaurant with an Art Deco design and photographs from the theatre archive on the walls. The menu includes modern British dishes with a focus on good Norfolk produce and local suppliers, available at lunch and dinner, with morning and afternoon snacks available.
Logan Air has announced a new non-stop jet service out of Norwich Airport. The airline is set to introduce up to 3 services each weekday and non-stop Sunday evening flight to Aberdeen in Scotland. Logan Air is already the largest airline at Norwich by number of flights, offering regular jet services to Edinburgh, Manchester and Jersey. The addition of the new Aberdeen link will see a third Embraer regional jet aircraft being based at Norwich, creating 15 new jobs. Kay Ryan, Logan Air's commercial director, said, "We're extremely pleased to be able to offer more choice to travellers between Norwich and Aberdeen. The schedule to Aberdeen is constructed to offer maximum flexibility for businesses and the offshore oil and gas industry, and we're looking forward to strengthening our network for the benefit of our customers in Norwich." The flights have been introduced thanks to Norwich's growing energy industry. Subsequently, the routes should prove popular with oil and gas workers who require flights to get them to and from offshore rigs in the North Sea.
Now for our second feature, the restoration of a 1920 Broads cruiser by students at Alton Broad has caught the eye of the paper. The report is read by Judy Hawkins.